Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. And we're just dissecting Wisconsin's 2022 fall partisan primary results. We've discussed a number of the races. Tim Michaels defeated Lieutenant Governor, or former Lieutenant Governor, Rebecca Clayfish in the Republican primary for nomination to governor. Going to take on incumbent Democrat Governor Tony Evers this fall. Mandela Barnes secured the nomination that was all but presumed to be his after the last 2 weeks of candidates dropping out and endorsing him. Variety of down ballot statewide races. But one of the other races that's going to be, I think it's going to have a lot of money pumped into it this next 3 months, 90 days, whatever. It's less than 3 months. It's November 8th.
What's today?
What day is today? It's August 10th. It's a Wednesday because we're thrown into shambles with all of the... Like, I think there was a really quiet period there of, like, no news as everybody was anticipating the election results, and that was a really nice time to live in. And then since then, it's just been like, okay, now we got to analyze and look at everything and no stone unturned and... Let's just talk. But it's great for the content that we need here at Devil Radio 92.7, the Shaw 101 FM, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM, and locally grown radio 97.5 FM. Growing that network, but it helps that we're talking about all these races. But the race that I'm referencing that's going to get a lot of money pumped into it between now and November, the 3rd Congressional District, incumbent Ron Kine, retiring, from Congress, finishing out this term, and believe it was a contested Republican primary, but Derek Van Orden was assumed to get the most votes. I think one other person had their name in the ring. Derek Van Orden was on the Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021, during the U.S. Capitol insurrection, and he is going to go up against Brad Path, state senator from La Crosse, who won that four-way competitive primary to receive the Democratic nomination in the 3rd CD. And this is going to be one heck of a race, Dan. Do you think that this is closer or a wider margin than the governorship will be this November?
Yeah, I don't know. That's hard to say. I think this is going to be one of the most competitive elections in the House, though. You know, it certainly will be the most competitive of any of the congressional races in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Path is a candidate that I think it has a lot of history in that district, working for Kind as long as he did, now representing the La Crosse area in the state Senate. Pretty strong showing as well from Rebecca Cook, who got more than 30% of the vote. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what she does next as well. But I think, man, what a contrast between Path and Van Orden that it's going to be in this race. It really, you know, a soft-spoken Democrat who has history in the Obama administration and with Ron Kine.
And Herb Cole, too.
And guy who, like you said, he was on the grounds of the Capitol, and he's just, you know, kind of this unhinged online, extremely online a Republican personality. But he's raising a ton of money, and they know that is a real pickup opportunity for Republicans as they try to take back the House too. So folks in Eau Claire and La Crosse and everywhere around the 3rd District, man, they're going to get a lot of ads this year.
Okay? Yeah, it's going to be a lot of ads. I think it's going to be an interesting race to keep an eye on. I think I have a feeling that is going to be a closer margin this November than the governor's race. I think if it truly comes down to how it is slightly off, though, because I don't believe it's the same exact lines drawn from last in 2020. We've had the redistricting since then. And so I think that will be an interesting dynamic to it. But Derek Van Orden almost unseated Ron Kind in 2020. And I have a feeling this is going to be the closest race statewide across Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was a district that Donald Trump won and Ron Kind won. Mm-hmm. So you had the kind of a ticket split situation happening there. Now with Trump not on the ballot, does that change turnout? Does that change the larger calculus in the race, but it is a district that has been trending to the right in you know elections for basically the last decade.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a you know again it's the larger math for Democrats in the midterms is not good, right? This is just what happens nowadays during midterm races when your president's in office. It's just the opposite party does well in the midterms. That's how it does. So Democrats are fighting an uphill battle in this race, in the Senate race against Ron Johnson, and you know even to a certain extent in the gubernatorial race. I think Evers is on very, very strong standing, but I think there are going to be a lot of those midterm headwinds that you know they're going to have to look out for.
I think if Dark Brandon has anything to say about it, it's going to be more of a level playing field in these states. I'm sorry.
Well, we just got to get Dark Brandon involved and get his approval rating up to closer to 50%.
There you go. That would do it. I guess the only other statewide race that we didn't get a chance to dive into, the lieutenant governor ticket for Evers is going to be State Representative Sarah Rodriguez. And for Tim Michaels, it's going to be State Senator Roger Roth. And what are your thoughts on... I mean, Roth doesn't bring that much difference to Michaels' ticket, but what are your thoughts on the Rodriguez joining Evers on the ballot for the Democratic side?
Yeah, I think she'll be a good partner on that ticket. I think, you know, unlike what Republicans did with Jerkow running after getting creamed in a state Senate race, Rodriguez is one of the people who flipped a state assembly race in the Milwaukee area suburbs in kind of the Wauwatosa West Allis district.
Brookfield, I believe. And, I believe she's a Brookfield resident.
Yeah, Brookfield. And I think, you know, I think she will be able to speak to those type of voters, suburban Milwaukee area voters. And I think, you know, her background in the healthcare field is going to help her as well. So I think, you know, Evers Rodriguez sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think having a public health expert on the ticket when we are still going to have aspects of the COVID-19 pandemic surrounding us this fall and winter, because the BA5 is ripping through the state and country currently. I think being able to address public health is a huge benefit, and I think it's going to be beneficial for the Evers campaign in his reelection efforts. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but really appreciate Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Dan, real quick, let's tell everybody how to find out more about your work when they're not on the New York Times.
You can find my column at the Recombobulation Area, published on Substack. Find me on Twitter at Dan R. Schaefer, where I sometimes tweet about politics, but I often tweet about the Bucks.
Often about the Bucks. And the Brewers are playing right now, too. So those guys are out there as well. This has been an excellent hour of radio, Dan. I really appreciate you joining me. Evan, thank you for boarding the show. I will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. It's on Apple and Spotify, as well as devilradio927.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Dan.